reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and my man is rejoicing because Big Otis brought it home, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
It was a joyous day. For all the Husky Army men out there to see the big red beard, the hardworking man, get that money in the briefcase.
It was funny because when he won, the first thing I tweeted out was Husky Army stand the fuck up, because that was awesome. Good stuff, man, for probably the most overacting WWE right now. So it's going to be a fun little money in the bank briefcase carrying. I don't need a big Otis title run or nothing like that, but it's going to be fun to see him tease cashing in and stuff like that. So, and I think that you have him hold on to that thing, a little wrestling talk, I'm sorry. You have him hold on to that thing at least until you have the live crowds, because that place is going to erupt when Otis cashes in.
Oh, yeah, and the segments will be gold. I mean, he's a funny dude anyway, so you got gold right there. And like you said, hold on to it as long as possible.
I mean, you got a year, right?
Absolutely.
So we're going to get into shout-outs real quick. And the first one's a very special one. Nick Haddix, you know, you're getting a shout-out from, not from me and Barry. You're always going to get one anyway, but from our dude Sammy Evans. You sent him something in the mail that really picked him up, and Sammy reached out to me like, hey, man, can you shout-out Nick Haddix for me? And, you know, that's what this community is about, man, is picking each other up. The world's it's a wild time right now, and a lot of us are going to work. A lot of us aren't going to work. A lot of us are just stressed day to day. It's just bringing on new stresses on top of our everyday stressors. And Sammy's a beautiful individual. And Nick Haddix, obviously a great dude, a great Ohio player, great father. Got retweeted by Bianca Belair. They got 9,500 views on their Bianca Belair unboxing, and they deserve all of them. So, yeah, man, absolutely. Shout out Nick from Sammy. That's... Man, brothers picking each other up, man. I love to see it. Also, Wrestling Toy Tracker. Talk about Hasbros, Retros, Galoobs, LJNs. These are tools you got to have in your toolbox. They're going to give you an estimated price for a mint on card or a loose figure on eBay. So it's, you know, if whether you're Mercari, eBay, Facebook groups, doingthefavor.com, fig trading, sales, whatever it may be, It kind of gives you a ballpark figure in your mind of how much you should be spending, whether you get a good deal or whether somebody's trying to rip you off. So, you know, Wrestling Toy Tracker, they're talking about adding some other things. I have an idea what it may be. I'll let them announce that, though. But definitely Wrestling Toy Tracker. And Barry, we always talk about, you know, just scrolling around at work, just dicking off and just looking at Wrestling Toy Tracker, right?
Absolutely. I've been, you know, like I said, I've been fined 3 times. And they have not sent me any restitution at all, you know, on my fines.
Really good dudes over there. We gotta have them on sometime. Have that dude on. He's a really good guy.
That'd
so
be
he reached
fun.
Out. He reached out to us a long time ago, and yeah, it's been a nice little partnership. And he's a really good dude, and I really support the hell out of them, man. That's why I'll mention them every week as long as I can. Jeff and Scott over at Fully Posable, obviously the OGs of the game, always doing great things. Talking about their Hall of Fame right now. Something in your throat, Barry? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was just Jeff, you know, messing up my birthday twice. And the feud is back on.
It's back on now?
It's back on.
Obviously, check them out. Every Sunday they're dropping fire. Jeff's interviewing people. He's had Josh Wennis on. He's had me on. I don't think he's had you on, though, right?
No, I believe I'm banned from the Fully Posable podcast, unless Scott has me on. I'm not sure. I have not been contacted.
The Kings of Drip, Wando and BC_Ray, Red 27, I'm sorry. good dudes out there in Cali, man, holding it down. I love those dudes, man. I tell you what, and it's cool because, like, tonight I'll be on Twitter late night because I'm off tomorrow, and, you know, they're 3 hours behind us, 2 hours behind you. And, I mean, we have the baseball talks alone, not even wrestling, but baseball, shoes. I mean, I got so much in common with those dudes, man. Like, I love those dudes. All the Ohio players, all of you, you guys know who you are. I ain't got to shout y'all out. Travis Fowler, you got a package coming tomorrow. Well, probably Friday. I'm shipping it out tomorrow. But Travis picked up the Elite Hurricane and Billy Kay for me. He posted on doingthefavor.com that he was looking for them. Fortunately for him, my work required me to go out and look for supplies today. So I had to hit a couple of Walmarts and Targets and Walgreens. That's where they told me to go. And I was like, my ears perked up like, okay, if you need me to. So I was able to hook Travis up, and that's great. I have something else going up on the website too. Dobro, this motherfucker sent me a crate. I'm gonna get into this in the legwork again. I love this dude like a brother. I'm gonna need a FaceTime this week sometime, Dobro. And he always does it from work, and they always last like an hour and a half. So I don't know if his work knows that they're paying him to FaceTime with my dumb ass, but I'll take it. Anytime with Dobro, I will absolutely take. RJ over at Ringside Rant, check him out. He says he's got an Ohio player on his show. He's got a show dropping every Wednesday. So check out RJ. He's a good dude. Even though he's a Yankees fan, not going to hold that against him. But yeah, I love the shit out of RJ, man. I'm glad to see him like embrace the culture of Fig Life and legwork and start some group chats and very interactive. And he's getting into figures a little bit. And it's fun to see him start his journey, man. So it's RJ, I love you, brother. And yeah, man. Glad to have you as a friend. He's a contributor to the website. Pete, obviously another contributor to the website. Hova, we did a collector's corner with him. He absolutely killed it, man, with his content, what he gave out there. He gave some nice, thoughtful answers. He went way beyond what I expected anybody to do. And I was so happy he took the time out of his day and to send some pictures over. And Hova, I just want to tell you, from man to man, you look fantastic in those pictures. Go ahead, man.
Nothing. I just was loving the compliments. You know, he looks fantastic.
Dude looks great.
I mean, the man's out here picking up women. Now he's got a girlfriend. He's got GBM. You know, good brother Mike, he's got GBM complaining because Hova won't answer his FaceTimes. You know, I mean, I'm like, Hova's out here slanging Pecker. You know, and he wants GBM to, you know, GBM wants him to answer the phone.
So he wants to come over and play Superstars.
It shows you what kind of pervert we're dealing with GBM. But, yeah, you know, good brother Mike is an asset to the community. You know, he's got the keys to the castle and just not Hova's FaceTime.
GBM's got a few nicknames, right?
He does, but everybody fucking steals them.
And take them.
Yeah, and gives them to fucking random people. But we always have Mike the Cleaner on call, DTF security force, captain of the Sweatpants Mafia. He's out here in sweatpants and slides, just KOing people for no reason. Breaker and Bane. You know, Breaker is such a good dude. You know, I wish he would just let Bill rehab and, you know, just 5-6 years, Bill will be ready, you know. And Bane is, as usual, the man. I mean, he is a tremendous dude. I love both those guys a lot. Breaker and Bane Power Hour, check them out. And back to the Nintendo. Breaker.
Yeah, so I don't mean to interrupt you. They had a Ohio player, Travis Fowler, on their interview segment. And it was, yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Ring skirts. I try to throw in, some of our older listeners and guys we're cool with. And Ring Skirts does a phenomenal job. Cool dude. Always love hearing from him. The 18-year veteran, Bill Benis. I don't know if you listened to the Breaker and Bane this week, but Bill supposedly says he worked us. He says he is trained, but, you know, I hope so. I hope Bill was working everybody, and you know, and my last shout out is my homie Ray Jr. The Prince of Drip. Okay. He's out here. He sent me a birthday video. That's my dude. You know, how dare you?
You try to do your buddy, accent?
Man. He does it. It's amazing. It's hilarious. And Ray said he walks around the house. You'll just randomly hear him say, how dare you? So, yeah, that's my dude, man. And I can't forget about the Haddix boys, the Haddix brothers. They drew me a card, and they draw better than GBM. I don't know if you've seen that video.
I did see that, yeah.
You boys are way more talented than GBM. So I love all you guys. Thank you so much. And, you know, let's get into this show a little bit.
Little news to start off with, okay? Nothing big, nothing crazy, but we did have the Legends Series 7 pre-order at Target. It was supposed to be on Sunday. It was Red Rooster all over again. Now, as we're about to talk about, I wonder if it's going to affect it. But they did come available on Monday, but no Sting. So I don't know if Sting was the holdup. They came out and said it basically due to situation out of their hands. I'm just paraphrasing here. But Sting will not be included in the line. If he does become available to them in the future, they will include him in the line. So, and Sean Ross Sapp reported that Sting doesn't have a contract. Well, I guess he kind of quoted Ryan Satin. But Sting does not have a contract with WWE right now. We've seen Sting tweet out basic wrestlers that have left WWE and people in AEW, Lance Archer, for instance. So I don't know if he's playing that angle, but Sean Ross Sapp reported that it's possible he could have a merchandise deal with WWE down the road, which I think would be smart for both parties. It would be smart for me and my collection because I love Sting stuff. But very disappointed that we did not get Sting like we thought we were going to. I know that one Chris Rucker, very disappointed. But we did get Heenan in the Weasel suit. We got Razor Ramon, and we got the long-awaited Greg the Hammer Valentine. I pre-ordered all three. I went in with the mindset that I was going to pre-order all four. They will be available to us in late July. Barry, your thoughts on that situation?
Yeah, I think I like you. I was a little shocked that there was no Sting. I ordered me some Heenans, plural. That was the figure I was most after. And now Razor sold out. Valentine sold out, but Heenan's not sold out. I cannot believe that wasn't the first one sold out. So we'll see what happens. I think that figure is going to be scarce. Once these are, I honestly don't know how many we'll see on the open market. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. A lot of times, if this wasn't pandemic time, this was normal time. A lot of times, if I know they're coming to the stores, I skipped the pre-order because I'm usually pretty hooked up with Target around here. I didn't want to fuck around with these. Did not want to fuck around with them. Yeah, I need these. I need all the Legends when they come out. I'm a little disappointed by Sting. I guess the Jake Roberts is not in jeopardy. Action Figure Attack stated that in the Q&A. So we will see. Obviously, we see Jake working, laying snakes on Brandi Rhodes on AEW television. But yeah, I'm a little disappointed by this Sting. I was looking to add that to the collection. But such is life. You know, never know what the future is going to hold. But yeah, I was very happy I was able to get my hands on all three. Luckily, we're in a couple group chats where people were keeping each other up to date. And we were all, I think me and you were refreshing all day on Sunday, right?
Yeah, from 8 a.m. till hell midnight. I think I was checking every hour.
Yeah, we were on it, and as soon as I found out, I messaged Barry. He had already known, had no intentions of messaging me. So, but yeah, I'm stoked to get them, man. That's at late July. So I know we got a Blassie coming here soon. Me and you, we did not get the Superstar Billy Graham. That's from Heroes Hideouts. So we got a Blassie coming. We got Legends coming. So something to look forward to. Also, Basics Top Picks, they are available for pre-order at Ringside Collectibles, which somebody tweeted out today. But as I look at the pre-orders of Ringside Collectibles now, I do not see them. I only see the elites for the elite top picks. For the top picks, I should say. I'm sorry. So they're not available right now. You know, there's many, many codes you can use out there to get 10% off. I think Fully Posable has a code, for instance. We do not have a code. Barry shit on that a long time ago.
For who?
For our Ringside Collectible code.
We got a code.
Use promo code DTF to get 20% more.
Right, to pay 20%. Yeah, we got a code.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But, you know, you're looking at Kofi, which is basically identical to Elite 96. All these are kind of identical to something. So, somebody just texted me Sting to AEW. I don't know if that's real. I don't know if that's one of my friends being dumb.
Is it Chris Rucker?
It's not Chris Rucker.
Then it holds no water. Because he would know.
Not much on the news front this week. The four basics I just said, the Legends Series 7, Ghostbusters, those are becoming more available now. So there are Ringside Collectibles right now for, I believe, and you're not going to believe this, Barry, $96 for all five of them. Let me look real quick. Yeah, $95 or $20 a piece. You get a $5 cut if you get the whole set. Somebody messaged us and said that you can go to Walmart and get them for $65 for the whole set, which is a great deal. I'm thinking these things are going to hit like Big Lots and Ollie's and shit.
Yeah, I see that in our future.
So I suggest getting them. I like them a lot. I have mine on the wall. To me, the packaging puts them over the top. I've talked about this over and over and over. So I don't know. We will see. But yeah, Ghostbusters Elites, they're pretty dope. I like them. There's varying opinions. I'm just giving mine. Barry, we're going to go ahead and announce the winner of the Neidhart giveaway. So before we move on, and the criteria was to retweet. It was to join doingthefavor.com, which is absolutely free. Guys, we urge you to do that. We have 83 members already. We've been putting out a lot of content as far as articles go. The buy-sell trade has actually been picking up a lot, so glad to see that. I know there's some jacks coming there available soon. Jogging with Josh put something up there. I've posted the Andrade and the Wendy Richter. They are still up for grabs. Cost plus shipping on those. Travis Fowler was looking for for Elite Hurricane and Billy Kay. I was able to accommodate him. I was aware. So it's a way for us to communicate. Links to our merch, links to the shows. Fantastic articles. Q&As I do. Pete Opolis is out there putting out banger articles. Rucker wrote a great article on Sting, a correlation with Becky Lynch. I thought that was really interesting. Didn't know how he was going to do that. And then once I read it, I thought it looked really good. RJ's put out a couple great, he talks about different feuds and different matches that shaped us, right? You've done wrestling spotlights. So there's a lot going on there. I want to spotlight a few figures here coming up, figures that I just like in my collection. Nothing. No hype beast shit. It's just stuff that I look at and I like. It makes me think about and why I own the figure. So look out for that. But the winner of the Neidhart giveaway is Shane at STR909. So Shane, slide the DMs, hit me with an address. I will get the collector's edition Jim Neidhart and Natty Neidhart out to you as soon as I can, brother. So thank you for entering. Thank you for everybody that did enter. We had a nice little turnout for it. Try and build the website up. New creative way we do a giveaway. So, it was really cool. Nice to meet everybody. And everybody seems to be enjoying the website, Barry.
Yeah, it's gotten over pretty big, I think. And some people didn't know it was there for the buy-sell trade. So I think that's a big draw for the figure community.
So you can go to our pinned tweet right now. We actually have an app. And it's Rachel giving instructions, the marketing director giving instructions on how to join the app. There's a link, there's a code to do it. Kind of a cleaner look at the buy-sell trades, comment. So, yeah, it's great, man. We love having a website. We got some new stuff on the horizon coming. I know Barry been working with Ringside Art on something very special, something I'm really excited about. So, and I was telling you, as a shoe head, I'm excited. It's not shoes, but as someone who leans that way towards things, I'm very excited. Barry, you've seen some mock-ups. I know you like it too, right?
Yeah, man, I'm excited to see what everybody thinks of these. We are going in a whole different direction than a lot of folks. So I'm excited to see everybody jump on and support us. I mean, like they have from Jump Street.
I think that's one of the cool things about having Rachel on board is like she's not in the same box we are. You know what I mean? She thinks more outside the box. She has different ideas, and it's been really, really cool. So, Barry, you want to go ahead and read from the sponsor?
Yeah, we got one. We got one sponsor. You know, it's getting to be springtime, and the flowers are blooming, the sun's shining. You know, you're outside catching some rays, sun tanning. It's all good. But our sponsor, Manscaped, they're dedicated for, you know, keeping your balls clean, nick-free, not a lot of blood, no blood. I mean, this is what they do. This is not their side hustle. You know what I mean? They're out here perfecting the craft of a smooth ball sack and freshly manicured nether regions all over the world, not just the United States. I've been hooping before, Eric. I've been, you know, some outdoor activities, lots of activities. My balls get sweaty and stick to my leg. Is that TMI? Is that too much information?
Apropos, buddy, apropos.
Well, you know, I've been there, done that. But with this new anti-chafing ball deodorant, your nuggets can feel fresh and clean, sway in the wind, just like the breeze, brother. So if fresh smelling, freshly manicured balls sounds appealing to you, go to www.manscaped.com and use code DTF for 20% off your entire order.
Yeah, guys, and just so you know, Manscaped, they're the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming. They've forever changed the game with the Perfect Package 3.0, which comes with a lawnmower 3.0. It comes with of course, it's got the skin-safe technology, the Manscaped Crop Preserver, anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizers, and they'll throw in a crop reviver on them for ordering that. You get two free gifts. You'll get a shed travel bag, and you get some boxer briefs with the Perfect Package. That's 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping with promo code DTF. That's 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping with promo code DTF. Man, I think we're getting pretty good at those ad reads, right?
I haven't heard a better one. I mean, and I'm out here, I mean, telling life stories, you know, that correlate with Manscaped. There ain't a man listening that hasn't had their balls stuck to their leg in 100-degree weather.
Mm.
Just saying.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, you know, Barry, you ready to do the legwork segment?
This is a hefty week here.
So, you know, we obviously talk about what we get throughout the course of a week. With the pandemic, it's been a little different. We've been doing a lot of things by mail. Luckily, we've had some people bless us. Game of Ant has been posting figs on Twitter. I am constantly looking at him because I got some heat off him. I was very happy about it. I'm going to go ahead and do mine first because I know the birthday boy's got some heat coming after that. So I'm going to go ahead and do mine quickly because I know everybody wants to hear from Barry, the birthday boy, obviously. For me, my first pickup was, I talked about it last week, I got the Ringside Collectible exclusive. I'm sorry, Brahma Bull the Rock. Love this figure. I think it looks great. I got it from Game of Ant. Hit me with a little bit of a brother rate. Very happy about that. Very happy to add to the Rock collection. Also, from Wando, this dude. I was talking about the Nasty Boys last week. He sends me the Walgreens exclusive Nasty Boy Elites, both of them. They were loose, which is great because I kind of wanted these loose because I think the jacket looks fantastic. I love these figures. I think that Mattel did a great job with these. Great to add a tag team to the loose collection. Thank you so much, Wando. Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at it. I got them in hand right now as I talk. Brian Knobs, Jerry Sachs. This is fucking great, dude. So thank you so much, dude. I was not expecting that. I'm guessing he probably got the address off Dobro. Dobro, you sly fucker, you. Sly fucker, Dobro. And then I got a Dobro crate, which I did an unboxing for. You guys all saw it yesterday. In it was a, well, there was some kind of, there's, I think it's the bear from Toy Story. I've never seen Toy Story, so I don't know. Which, I'm going to catch heat. Never seen Toy Story? I know, dude. But sorry, I haven't. I'm sure I will with Lily and all that, but yeah. Not a lot of Disney going on in my life. So, and in the crate was Dusty and Kurt Pro Wrestling Crate shirts, which are fucking fantastic. Very happy to have. I washed them right away. I was going to wear one today, but, you know, it's recording day. I had to wear the heartthrob. You know how to do.
That's right.
Go to doingthefavor.com. Go to merch. Takes you over to whatamover.net. Get one of our 5 shirts, by the way. A little small ad for you right there. I got the heartthrob on right now. All proceeds through May 31st will go to the COVID-19 Response Fund. Made a hefty donation last month, so thank you guys all so much for that. That's you, not us. An IWGP Intercontinental Belt keychain with Tranquilo on it, with the eyeball on top. Shout out, Naito. A Bar Wrestling Blu-ray. A Lex Luger pin. So basically what Dobro did was he got a crate and kept the autograph of Micro Brawler for himself and sent me the rest of the stuff. I think that's what he did. Dude's too generous, man. You don't need to do all that. I love you, though.
That's a Dobro move.
That's a Dobro move. There ever was one. And also the creme de la creme of the box. WWE Elite Legends Series 3, The Rock. So I was able to get 2 sought-after Rock figures this week that I wanted to add to the collection. Got them. So, yeah, thank you, Dobro. Gift. I don't know how to repay this, dude. I'm so far in the hole with Dobro right now. I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd have to... Fuck, I don't know. You'd have... Damn, you'd have to buy a fucking...
I got to buy him a car.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I got to buy him a car at this point.
Buy him a Gremlin or a Yugo.
And Tara, the good sister, the Ohio player, she's like my little sister, sent me the Slim Jim Macho Man holder. You guys all saw the unboxing today. That was not expecting that. I was caught off guard. I don't know if you watched the video, Barry, but I was kind of caught off guard. If you ever see me get something and look at it and stop and stare at it, and Barry see me when I get a new, you've seen this before. When I get a new figure, don't I completely just shut down and kind of stare at it?
He does. When we went to Chicago and I brought him that Rock Collector's Edition, he just looked at it for 20 minutes. Like, walked around, we'd do something, he'd come back. First thing he'd look at is that figure.
I'm kind of weird like that. I love this shit, man. I absolutely love it. So the Macho Man was a kind of a little grail item for me. I was getting ready to fork out the money and get it. And she went ahead and beat me to it. That's Tara. So thank you, Tara. I love you. That's too much. That's ridiculous. Rachel was laughing because I don't know. You can never see Rachel behind the camera, but I'm sitting there just kind of staring at it. But yeah, very cool. Very nice legwork week for me. So. Thank you guys all so much to bless me. Gang of Van, I'm waiting for you to post more shit, brother. I need to see it. Barry, birthday boy, got super blessed this week. That's what everybody wants to hear. They saw the live unbox. They saw the videos. So go ahead and talk about your legwork this week.
Well, they were live videos. But I opened the box so they wouldn't see me fumble around with a knife like you do in all yours. Because it's similar. I avoided the backlash. But yeah, I can't tell you. I mean, it was so bad. My mail lady told me I was her job security. I mean, that's bad. But first off, last week I talked about Dobro and Tara. They were way ahead of the game, and I thought, you know, how do you even compete with these two? And GBM, that sly, dirty, cocky, dry fucking guy that he is. And then Drew Vinsel. You may have heard of America. Do you know Drew?
The human kickstand?
The cervix. I'm familiar. the cervix crusher. I mean, the human joypad. I mean, this man has given out more decent wienerings than
wienerings?
A lot of, yeah, wienerings. Than maybe anybody I'm familiar with. But these dudes pulled out some ridiculous shit. I opened GBMs first. He had two because, you know, being a husky fellow, everything won't fit into one box. He sent me some cookies and creams Twix, which are bomb. He sent me Little Debbie's. I had to cut a promo on Little Debbie if you didn't hear it.
I did. What was that? Why you, future sponsor, Barry?
Well, they should have already fucking sponsored us. Little Debbie was dead in the fucking water.
Jesus Christ.
Until we came out and fucking put her ass over. You notice more people start buying snack cakes. Tell me their profits ain't been up the last year.
I have no idea. I have no idea what Little Debbie's profits are.
Their stock has risen. And they're wondering why. Well, fucking now you know. Give us a check. So anyways, GBM does that number. And then those Slim Jim, the Macho Man Slim Jims that you buy. He sent me five or six of those. And then we get to, he sends me a Four Horsemen pin, which I'm not even a pin guy, but now I have a bunch of them and I kind of like them. And it was the Horseman. So, I mean, what do you do? You know? And then I thought, man, that, you know, that's kind of got to be it. And he throws out a Series 22 Classic Superstars Chainsaw Charlie. And me and you talked before we went on, and I was like, man, those Jax Superstar boxes are so big and the design, it's hard to find one that's like just mint. And this one, I told you, might be one of the cleanest boxes I've ever seen in person. Like, it was that good. And I couldn't thank him enough. He did FaceTime me after he couldn't get a hold of Hova. To keep the gimmick alive, I hung up on him off air. I mean, I just hung up on him. He was giving me these weird eyes and asking to see, like, my feet. It was weird. It got weird with GBM. And so then I go to Drew Venzel. And I'm thinking, you know, Drew is known to do some insane shit. And he did not disappoint. As he's been listening. He pulls out the Bicentennial Kings, Eric. Do you know who they are?
I saw Ron Wright. That's all I remember.
Well, you got Dennis Loverboy Dennis Condrey and Phil Hickerson out there from 73. I believe from 73. Southeastern Tennessee Tag Champs. Very, very cool of Drew. He sent me a Bruiser Brody shirt. Like, whoa. You know what I mean? That was cool. And that was plenty. But then deep down in that box is a Classic Superstars Series 9, 8 or 9, I think it's 9, Bruiser Brody. I mean, talk about fucking thrown back. I was like, you know, you got to be kidding here. Very, very awesome. Very cool. You know, Drew is, like I said, but and a value box of cream pies. And not the kind he delivers either. I'm talking about actual oatmeal cream pie cookies. So, you know, that was very kind of you, sir. Nick Haddix, like I said, the boys sent me a card. They even drew Bruiser Brody on the card, which was really cool. And then had little baseball cards of themselves. So that was awesome. And then, like I mentioned, My man, my dog, my homie, Ray Jr. He sent me the video of "How Dare You," and that just makes me laugh every time I watch it. So yeah, you guys are amazing. Thank you guys so much. You guys are over the top. And I think tomorrow I'm even getting something from Sammy Evans. So you guys are insane. And Eric, Tara wants me to implement a suggestion for future birthday shit.
Oh no.
And that is, no one should be allowed to buy anything 2 weeks prior to their birthday, because people are going to be buying them all kinds of shit.
I don't know. I feel like I had something to say, and I don't really have anything to say to that.
Right. I'm not sure either. I don't know what to say, because I mean, I can't control people. But I mean, that's just a suggestion from Tara.
Well, during my birthday, I like to bless myself. You do too. Yeah. So I'm just gonna say, like, I'm buying this, unless somebody tells me not to. So that's the approach. We got. Luckily, me and you got a long time. Forgot to worry about that. My birthday 11 months away. Yours is 12 months away. So we will see. But yeah, I love it, man. These dudes over the top, taking care of each other. Tara leading the charge. The birthday queen. That's a new hashtag for her.
There it is.
Birthday queen. That's a shirt, Tara.
The birthday club.
No, not birthday club. Birthday queen. What's a club? I guess birthday club. I got you.
Well, I mean, if it's your birthday, she fucking brings it to you.
I'm trying to make merch here, man.
She's all for it.
Trying to get Tara's shirt up. What a maneuver.
I think we should.
Tara, you get a t-shirt. We'll absolutely put it on the site and link it to your What a Maneuver store. Absolutely.
Co-signed.
Barry, you want to talk a little? This is we catch a little flack because we don't talk a lot of WWE. So I'm going to do this segment this week. See how it goes. I'm going to do my best not to shit on anything. We're going to go to shopwwe.com. We're going to check out what the fuck they got going on. Barry, you ready?
I am, and I think I see where we're going here early.
No, so I've turned a new leaf. WWE just released the mom shirts.
I knew that's where we were going.
Instead of the man, we got the mom.
And the ma.
And the ma. So they got the end kind of blacked out right there. And listen, I'm sure the timing wasn't planned for them. I don't know. I don't know if they were trying to have a kid. Her and said, I don't know their personal business. I don't know Becky personally. Whatever. I'm very happy for them. As somebody who has a one-year-old daughter, first-time father, Rachel, first-time mother, I'm excited. And, they have the means to provide a good life for a family. I'm very excited for them. That's awesome. Becky gave up the title. The emotion in that moment was great with her and Asuka. A little staged backstage, whatever. It's wrestling. It's awesome. I'm not the biggest Becky Lynch fan. That's well documented. But Becky Lynch did right by wrestling when she was the champion. You could tell she loves the business. She loves being the champ. She was getting ready to turn that over to a more mainstream, as she was getting mainstream, but even more mainstream with movies and things like that. So she's been a great representative of the women's division, WWE in general, and just pro wrestling as a whole. So I got no qualms with Becky Lynch at all in that respect. The mom shirt, I think, is a good take on the man. So it's pretty smart. I like it. I think it's good. Barry, what was your thought? Now, I thought they were going to announce that last night. I thought she was going to say a movie.
I think a lot of people did. Somebody was joking around saying, oh, she'll announce she's pregnant or whatever. And then it actually happened. And like you said, congratulations to them. That's amazing. Kudos to them. Seth is definitely not a guy I would trust to pull a pizza out of the oven. You know, he ain't pulling out of that. His pull-out game is weak. But yeah, I mean, Becky was their star. And I mean, this actually hurts Rutgers fandom a lot. You know, that's the first thing I could think of was Chris Rucker is devastated right now. And there was even some people claiming he could be the father. We still won't know for a little while, but
well, I feel bad for Rucker because Seth Rollins, who's probably got to be a huge heel in his household, fucked up Seth Rollins or fucked up Sting. Now messed up Becky Lynch's title run. And I know Rucker's wife, I believe, is a big Finn Balor fan. Fucked up Finn Balor's the inaugural Universal Champion. Fucked up that title run.
Seth caused a lot of issues. You know,
there's a lot of issues in the Rucker household.
No doubt. Yes.
Poor thing. But, you know, we're joking. Happy for them. That's dope. We probably won't see Becky Lynch for, I'm thinking, a couple years, right, Barry? At least in the ring.
Yeah, I'd say at least 2 years.
But there's people saying that they don't think she'll ever come back. I think she will. And I think it's going to be a huge crowd pop. It'll be a moment. So I think we will see it, but you know, she's going to be raising a kid now, a young child. And that's, you got to be present for that. You can't be working a full-time schedule. So she gave a lot to the business, and in turn, she earned a lot. So good for her.
She did in a short amount of time. She, you know, she created her own little niche, her own name in the wrestling business. And, you know, in 10, 15 years, you know, Chris Rucker will be there to cheer on.
Moving on to Shop WWE. Edge got a new shirt. Get Grit. Don't really understand. It looks like a band name. Looks like a band t-shirt. I'm probably not sure what he was going for. Then you're followed up with a lot of Money in the Bank shirts. You got the 8-Bit Tower t-shirt. Asuka winning. Otis winning, which I like the new. Let me click on this real quick. I got to get a closer look at this Otis shirt. I love it. Kind of a King Kong thing going on there. Like it a lot. Barry, any thoughts of getting this shirt?
No, but there's one a couple rows down that I know you're going to. You may order right now.
The Macho Man.
You say no. That's
cream
sweet.
Of the crop vintage washer. That is sweet. I like that a lot. And I think we talked about this last. I think we talked about these last week. The wash shirts they make.
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool. I like those. I could easily go crazy. Now, WWE, I'm always hesitant to order because I'm always waiting for like the buy one get one for a dollar. Because it runs different deals all the time. So, you know, the Rhea Ripley shirt's dope. Lots of Money in the Bank shirts right now. So Barry, what I want you to do now is I want you to go to Gifts and More. Let's go to Toys and Video Games as we navigate through shopwwe.com.
I'm excited.
I know you are. So you got the Bray Wyatt Funko. You got the John Cena Dr. Thugonomics Funko. Huskus, the Pig Boy plush doll.
$30.
30 bones for that. Mm. You got some toy title. A 24/7 championship toy title. That's pretty cool.
I like that.
You got some elites right here. Obviously, their prices are a little bit higher. $5. Think Target, $20 for a regular elite, $10 for a basic. They're going to increase that by $5 on Shop WWE. So, but you got the Shane McMahon right here for $14.99. I love that Shane McMahon, by the way. I have it loose. I always like these bleacher creatures. It's something I always thought was really cool. I got a couple of them right now. I got a Seth and a Kofi I got for like dirt cheap at FYE, I believe. Just something I have hanging. You got the Stone Cold, you got the Bray Wyatt, you got the Adam Cole, you got the Kofi, which all look real good. I don't know what's going on with that Hogan, that white trash Hogan right there. That looks like shit. My goodness. Yeah. And you That's got Roman, and then you got the Fiend. So, you know, gimmicks, right, Barry? Gimmicks.
All about the gimmicks.
So if you scroll down there, this is one thing that caught my eye earlier. Let me see if I can pull it up here with the Funkos. bear with me as I navigate through Shop WWE, but this is what you guys wanted me to do, so I'm giving it to you. There was the Diesel Funko, if I can find it. It was earlier. I noticed that I was really eager to talk about it. They had the Diesel Funko, but it said Chase. I was like, well, wait a minute. Diesel's not the Chase. NWO Kevin Nash is the Chase. So I was a little confused by that, but lots of figures right here as we scroll down. Now we get some normal prices here. You got the, oh my goodness. Jeff Hardy and Edge WrestleMania 35 Battle Pack for $30. What are you guys doing? Just go to Marshall's. It's for fucking $12 there. What? Undertaker Funko, Becky Lynch Funko. The Rock SmackDown 20th Anniversary, that got gold joint they had. They must have taken that Nash. No, here it is. I'm sorry. The Diesel Pump Pop Vinyl Figure Chase Variant. I'm looking at the figure that is not the Chase Variant. So if I would order this thinking I was getting the NWO Nash and I got this in the mail, I could have got it at Target, I would be pissed. You got the Domes Series 2 blind bags, $5 a piece, which those are, I believe, going to be at Five Below, which Five Below's have opened up around here, believe it or not. Somebody was telling me today. So, but that's all I got for Shop WWE. Not much going on. Let's look at some clearance. I always like to look at their clearance really quick. This is real time, guys. Just see what happens, right?
See what happens.
Finn Balor, the Demon arm sleeve. So, Balor Club guy, if you need to upgrade your sleeves right here, we got them for $7 over at the shop. Ronda Rousey replica gloves. I'm reading this as I go here. Iron Sheik shirt for $13.95. That's pretty dope.
I see.
Trish Stratus, Stratus Faction authentic t-shirt for $14.95. All right. Honky Tonk, Lex.
Got a Piper Homage shirt. Homage. Yeah.
Really cool. Barry, you see anything that jumps out at you?
There's a Dusty right down there.
You got a cop?
No. No, I can't.
See what else we got. I do like the Rick. So I like the neon shirts from like the early 90s. That reminds me of like 1991 going to like Heels. Y'all know what I'm talking about with Heels. All y'all from Ohio.
That's right.
You know, this is the kind of shirts you would buy at Heels as a kid. Or your parents would buy you. I had no money when I was 11 years old. That's pretty much it. And a lot of these shirts, too, you got to click on and see what sizes they have available, because a lot of times it's just like small or something. But Seth Rollins got a shirt. You got an Austin 316 retro shirt. Let's see what sizes they have available on that. They got a 3X available for you.
Have you seen the Andre and Bobby Heenan Rock'em socks?
I have not.
$14.95.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
Macho.
Some sweatpants here. Not bad. Oh, I see the Rock'em socks. Okay. I'm there. Oh, that hit. Yes. Okay.
Those are bangers.
Undertaker Garbage Pail Kids. I'll pass. Hard pass.
He don't know about the Garbage Pail Kids.
I do know about the Garbage Pail Kids.
Not you. I'm talking about the Undertaker.
No, he knows shit about them. The Ric Flair socks. Yeah, I might have to cop some socks, man. Y'all know my affinity for socks.
Exactly.
Hint, hint.
Hey, Johnny Gargano, Johnny Champion, Mineral Wash t-shirt, $12.95.
Rachel gets pissed when I buy Christmas ornaments, like wrestling Christmas ornaments. But I've got them. I might buy some more since we're out of season. All right, let's move this thing. We could actually spend a lot of time on WWE Shop. This is kind of fun looking at this stuff, right?
Right, absolutely.
This is a lot funner than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, we don't put down any website.
Let's go to Pro Wrestling Tees and their new arrivals real quick. Just to scroll through, just see what's popping here.
See what Josh is wearing.
No, that's the top 10.
Oh.
He's all over the top 10. We got Chris Jericho, the Sex Gods with Sammy Guevara, Tony Schiavone shirt. I like the Chris Jericho he shirt with the cone on his head for the street fight. I mean, Jericho's out here just doing it. very happy about that. Ethan Page, Quarantine King. Ethan Page is a merch god. Does great. What do you think about that Big Japan Pro Wrestling shirt? Abdullah Kobayashi.
I see that. Not a fan of Kobayashi, though, unless he's eating hot dogs.
Okay. Different Kobayashi, but all right. Oh. Mike Chioda got him a shirt.
I ain't mad at him.
I ain't mad at it either. Marco Stunt got a new shirt. B Priestley got a new shirt. I apologize. Ty Conti, the real black belt. Yeah, I mean, it's, of course, we got all those masks we talked about last week. Now, I feel like last week was the big like mask reveal, right? And we talked about those from Shop WWE and Pro Wrestling Tees. Guys, those cloth masks, if you're wearing them for protection, it's not, you know, try to get you an N95 if you can. We're the cloth mask over top of that. That's just for drip. You ready to talk about what Josh is wearing?
No, I'm always ready.
Man, I've been waiting for this. My favorite segment. So we know our boy at Windog27, very big supporter of All Elite Wrestling and everything they have to offer. So the top 10 on Pro Wrestling Tees is always littered with a lot of All Elite Wrestling shirts, but Josh has. He's onesies. He's got one for his girl, got one for himself. I think he bought his boss one to kiss some ass. Like he's you know, he's got jackets, all that stuff. You know what I mean? Probably got the Inner Circle mask I'm looking at right now.
I think he bought four of them.
I think so too. We're going to go ahead and just scroll through the top 10. At number 10, Mike Chioda with a double-sided shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees. Good for Mike Chioda getting a little love. I like that. Number 9, we got Kenny Omega, the Omegatron. Number 8, we got Kenny Omega, the Cleaner. Kenny Omega, 9 and 8. Number 7, we got Britt Baker, the Possessed shirt. Number 6, we got Orange Cassidy, freshly squeezed, which I have hanging in the closet. Number 5, we got Orange Cassidy, the yearbook photo. This dude has been in the top 10 the entire time we've been doing this, by the way. The entire time I think we started this segment, he's been in the top 10.
He's over.
Number 4, we got Chris Jericho, the Inner Circle shirt. Number 3, we got John Moxley, the Mox Paradigm Shift. Then you got a bunch of masks. You got the champion. Number two, we got Chris Jericho, the glamour shot. And the number one shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees last week was the AEW Double or Nothing shirt. So AEW scattered all through that. I'm always a little surprised by the Double or Nothing shirt because it's not going to be with fans or anything, but that's one thing about AEW fans I'll say is they will monetarily support the products, right?
Hey, it reminds me of the DTF listeners.
My goodness. I love you guys, by the way. You guys helped out a lot of people, man, with that COVID-19 response fund. All those dollars went to that. Every shirt we sold in April and so far in May will go to that. So we had a couple of orders a day, actually. So every time I look, man, we got orders. So thank you guys all so much that bought shirts. It's been fucking dope. Really quick, let's go to Amazon. Let's get the fuck up out of here. Barry, you there?
I'm here. I'm in Amazon, brother.
All right. So we have the Epic Moments Undisputed Era Action Figure Pack. Jordan Cassatt alerted me that he got his in a bag. Well, he's a loose collector, so I don't think he was real ate up about it. And actually, I think his came in pretty decent shape. So it's luck of the draw. Like, I got my Tyler Bate a while back in a bag. I think I paid like $12 for it from the UK, free shipping. Came in a bag. And people always say, well, it's Amazon. What do you expect? Free shipping. I expect somebody to put it in a fucking box. That's what I expect.
I'd be heated. You know, I'd fucking light some.
You would be especially mad.
I'd burn it down. For Seth Rollins, baby. I'd burn it down.
I would just be like, oh, I got Undisputed Era for loose. That's how I would look at it. But, you know, Barry's going to wrap his shit in bubble wrap and store it.
Right.
The Ultimate Edition Bret Hart, $25.99. There was a lot of controversy with the hair over the face on all three heads. I like the figure. I'm looking at it right now in my collection. Not terrible. $25.99, decent price. You don't find it in a lot of stores anymore. Velveteen Dream E67, $15.99. Triple H Best of Attitude Era 16-19. We've talked about that several times. I think that's a great, great figure. As I scroll down here, you got the Survivor Series, Jeff Hardy for 1989 with free shipping. I might go ahead and cop. I think that's a dope figure. I really do. I got that for Josh, actually. That's the homie up there. I sent that to him. What else as I scroll here? You got the Entrance Great Kurt Angle for $14.99. A great figure. I love that figure. I got it at Ollie's for $20. I like it a lot. Barry, you see anything jumping out at you?
Not necessarily today. There's nothing I'm into at this time.
If you guys missed the Collector's Edition Rock, $19.90, free shipping. Be there on Thursday, 2-day free shipping. So, Collector's Edition under $20. I know the Rock was probably was that the easiest Collector's Edition to get?
That, to me, it was either that or Pat Patterson.
I feel like Peyton Royce and Billy Kay got to be in the discussion. At least Billy Kay for me.
Yeah, Peyton Royce for me. I think I've seen 6 or 8 of her.
And there's a Peyton Royce in a Walgreens. There's a Peyton Royce in a Walgreens by work.
And I ain't mad at him.
I ain't mad at it either.
I watch her TikToks because of Chris Rucker. And it's something.
You watch Peyton Royce's TikToks?
Yeah.
That's a whole new development.
If you don't, I strongly suggest you do when you have downtime at work. It will motivate you to do something.
If you would have mentioned this earlier in the show, this would be a whole different conversation. But
I'm glad that I brought it up. I'm glad I brought it up now.
Because you know I was going to go in, right?
Right. I was like, yeah. He'll be like, what the fuck's TikTok?
I know what TikTok is.
This man ain't seen Toy Story, but he's going to go off on me for watching TikToks.
That's a completely different end of the spectrum.
You see how I justified that shit, though? That's right.
I haven't seen Toy Story because I watch too much wrestling and sports. You're sitting there fawning over a TikTok.
I wasn't fawning. I said I watched them.
You said it motivates you to do something. What's the motivation to do, Barry?
To get busy, to get this husky frame moving, to burn calories. Yeah.
Didn't think I was going to ask that, did you?
That's right. Hey, I'm quick with it, though. You're going to catch me slipping.
Barry, take us home, brother.
I will. Again, thank you guys so much. You guys are absolutely insane. You know, thank you for all the birthday wishes. That was awesome. Had a great birthday week. Thanks to you guys. Love yous all. Don't forget to go to the website, www.doingthefavor.com. Register. Check it out. And I think tomorrow we'll be announcing a new giveaway as well. So stay tuned for that little number. And Eric, you can follow me on Twitter at bfrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
Follow us, rate, review at iTunes. I'm giving you guys a homework assignment. Please give us a review at iTunes. It really helps us out a lot. Yeah, that's one thing that we probably haven't pushed for hard enough is the reviews on iTunes. So if you guys want to really hook us up, give us a dope review, give us a 5-star review, or give us an honest one. I don't give a shit. But just let us know how you feel, man, because that feedback is great and it really helps out the algorithm. And I've learned that recently. We're also now on Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, Spotify. Follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740. Follow the show at Doing the Favor. Go to doingthefavor.com. Become a member for free. You don't got to pay to be our friend. All right? For free. And, you know, buy, sell, trade, great articles, links to the episodes, links to the merch. The merch takes you right over to whatamaneuver.net. So our store over there. So thank you guys all so much. We've been feeling a lot of love lately, and yeah, it's been dope. This thing has been growing. B beyond what me and Barry thought we was going to do when we started doing this. And this has been a fun ride. And I'm so happy. Like, I met all the people that I met. So happy doing the show with Barry. Barry, happy birthday, you old fuck.
Oh, my God. And you're older than me.
I carry it so well, though, brother.
Okay.
But thank you, guys. Thank you guys all so much, man. It's been a good ride. And Barry, I wouldn't want to do this to anybody else, man. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it, brother. And same here. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Yeah.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Erica Barrier up with ETF and that's for show. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Shit, we'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.